So, b'chol daf b'shtayim, what's the shaykh is? Yiddish?
Yeah.
No,
no.
Justin does not.
So,
Shmuel Yitzchak does not.
So we need to understand what's the shaykh is between between Yaakov Avinu and Sukkos and that Sukkos and this Sukkos, if there's any shaykhs whatsoever. Earlier in the parasha, Yishlach, we have the wrestling match between Yaakov Avinu and the Sar Shel Esav. The pasuk says, "Vayivos Yaakov Devadoi, Vayovik Yishim Vayad Eloisa Shachar." So first of all, it seems that the Vayovik Yishim was a result of Vayivos Yaakov Devadoi. What's the shaykh? Is it because Vayivos Yaakov Devadoi? So that's why Vayovik Yishim. So Vayarki Lo Yocholoi. So the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, you can't overcome Yaakov. Vayiga B'chaf Yerechoi. So he touched the Yankov, the Kaf of Yankov is Yorech. I take a Kaf Yorech Yankov of Kiyamai. So we need to understand why he aims specifically for his Yorech, why the Kaf of Yorech. Say by the Dovah Shemori, Dovah Melech says, Ach Shalatim is Hashem is Avakesh, Shivti Beis Hashem Kolei Mechaya. I should dwell in the house of Hashem all my life. I should be able to see the sweetness of Hashem, and to visit his chamber. So David HaMelech asks for one thing, he calls it all one, but he brings out three things. We need to know what these three things are. Chazal says Masechtas Yuma, it says Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekecha. So Chazal Madaik from the word Ad, that G'doy the Shuvah Shemagasat Kisei HaKavod. Shuvah is so great that it reaches the Kisei HaKavod. What's the shaykh? So what does it mean that it reaches the Kisei HaKavod? So I wanted to say like this. The Avoida of a Yid is to find the light within the darkness. It's the Avoida of a Yid. And there's three specific areas where this is Nageya. Number one is in other Yidden. Sometimes we're confronted with the Yidden that they seem to be very distant, they seem to be very lowly. And it's the avoid of a Yid to find the light, to find the positive, to find the goodness in other Yidden. The goodness is there, the light is there, it just has to be brought out. That's one area. So it's in the area of Yahavta Re'acha Kamaicha. That's where we have to find the goodness in every Yid, to bring it out, to embrace it, to be makar of the person as a result. Another area is in Yonah Gashmias, all matters of materialism, of Gashmias that we're involved in our day-to-day lives, our eating and drinking and sleeping and working. All these, we're involved in Gashmias. This is the domain of the Yetzirah. It's a world of darkness. But a Yid has to find the light even in that darkness. We're supposed to take all of these matters and elevate them and make them part of Avodas Hashem. And the third area is Rachmana Litzlan, when bad things happen. Things that seem to be bad happen. It's in those times that the Yid is obligated to find the light, even in those times as well. A person is obligated to say, to believe that Kol Ma'adav D'Rachmana L'Tavav, whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom does is good. To find the light, to find the goodness of the Rebbeinu Shlom, even in those difficult times. Now, the Oisius of the Oisius HaTorah represent his galus, represent revelation of Or. They represent the revelation of godliness. Now, if you have a letter that we know that forward and upward represents Kedusha. Backward and downward represents the opposite of Kedusha. There are three letters in the Aleph Beis that the letter changes by the fact that the letter goes either backward or downward. Only three letters. We're not counting the end of letters. Take letter Chav. Letter Chav is forward, a forward letter. The letter Chav, I believe, represents all matters of Ruchnius. Torah, Tefillah, matters that are Kula Ruchni. But when the bottom of the Chav extends a little bit backward, that represents the Or of Kedusha going even into the areas of Gashmius, into the areas of darkness. And when a person is able to find the light within the areas of darkness, that's represented by the base. The word base means primius. Bayis mechutz. Bayis means inside a person. When a person is involved in Gashmius, a person is not to attach themselves to the chitzonius of what they're doing. They're supposed to attach themselves to the primius of what they're doing. That's what David HaMelech asks for. Shivti beveis Hashem. Kol mechayoi. That the things that I'm involved in all the days of my life, with all the areas of Gashmias, I want to dwell in the Beis Hashem. I want to dwell in the Pnimias of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's represented in the Sukkah. That's our avoid in the Sukkah, is the eating and all Dorm Gashmias we're supposed to do in the Sukkah. The eating and the drinking and the sleeping we're supposed to be. All these things we're supposed to do in the Sukkah to represent that all of these matters can be elevated, all these matters can be an avoidant. So that's why Shivti, Bevesa Shivti, is Rosh HaTevis, Basukas Tejru Shivas Yomim. It's through Basukas Tejru Shivas Yomim that a person can enter the Beis Hashem, the Pnimius of everything, which is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that's represented by the letter Beis. Then there's the letter Reish. Letter Reish represents when everything is going well. Everything goes good. Reish, when it's written out, is the same letters as Shir. The time when the person says, it's life is a song. Life is things are going well. When it extends backwards into the world of darkness, it becomes a dalet. When Aharon HaKohen lost his children, it says Vayidam Aharon. Aharon was silent. That represents Aharon's accepting it b'simcha. Right, he accepted the din of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam b'simcha. The word dalet, when you write it out, dalet lamed tzav, is Rosh HaTevis l'cha dumiya sehila. Praising the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is through silence. When a person is silent in such times and accepts the b'simcha, it's represented by the dalet. And that's David HaMelech's second bakasha. Lachzois benoyim Hashem. I always want to see the sweetness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. No matter what situation it's in, I want to be able to see the sweetness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then the Yud represents the perfect Yid. The Yid that is, you don't have to look twice to see the milas of the Yid. But when that goes downward and it becomes a Vav, it represents to shine the light of the Torah, to shine the light of godliness, even into lower Eden. Yaakov Avinu achieved the perfection in all these areas. He was able to shine the light in all these areas, and that's why it says, "Vayavosei Yaakov levadoi." Yaakov went to the Beis Dalad Vav. Right, it was the Beis, which is the Shivti Beis Hashem, to find the Rebbeinu Shel Olam even in areas of Gashmias, to the Dalad to see the sweetness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam even in difficult times, and the Vav even to find the light even in the lowest of Eden. When a person achieves that level, they're in for a match with the Sar Shel Esav, The opposites of those letters of Beis Dalvav is Yud Reish Chav, which is Yorech. So the Sar Shalaisa specifically aimed for the Yorech. And what was Yaakov involved in then, specifically? He was involved in the Pachim Ketanim. He was involved in Yonim, small matters, in Yonim Gashmian. Chazal Dasha from there, that by Tzadikim, Memoinim Chavav Aleim Yosem Megufam, their money is more favorable to them than their body, because it's an avoided to them. He was involved in the Beis then. He was involved in the in elevating Gashmias. That is the case that he was involved in then. So it was b'chof yirechoy. It was specifically in the kaf that the Sultan focused on then to change that Beis back to a chof. That Muhammad passes on to Amalek. We find that Amalek battles us on all three fronts. It says Asher Korcha Baderech, which is the meaning of Mikra. Amalek doesn't want us to believe that there's any sweetness into the dark Hashem. It's all a Mikra Ba'alma. Klanech Shalom Acharecha. Amalek attacked those that the Poltama on and the lowliest Jews that were spat out by the Ananiya Kovid. Those were Amalek attack, that we shouldn't find the godliness in those Eden. And then Timchei Zecher Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim, and all the areas that are underneath the heavens, all the areas of Gashmias, Amalek wants us to leave them Tachas Hashemayim. That's the battle of Amalek. And the patriarch of Amalek is Esav. Esav is the epitome of superficiality. He was called Edom because he didn't even care what type of food it was. All he cared about was Ha'odim, Adam Azeh, give me the. That's how superficial he was. Oh, that's how chitzoni yizdik he was. So as soon as Esav went back to Seir, Yaakov knew that he has to go to Sukkot. That it's in because in Sukkah you have all three inyanim. In the Sukkah you have the area, the inyan of being malagashmis, as we mentioned before. In the Sukkah we have the Sukkah is tila d'mei menusa, and a Sukkah is davka, a place where it's tzilosa meruvim mechamasa. There's more shade than sunlight, representing that it's more dark than light, and that's when the person has to go into the tila d'mei menusa and believe that everything is l'tayv. And then on Sukkot, you have the Dalav Minim, that are the all four types of Yidin. We bring them all together, and we find the light in every Yid. So Sukkot carries the message of all three, of delving into the Beis Hashem, and not being superficial. So we have to go to... So as soon as Yaakov left Esav, he knew he had to travel to Sukkot. Vayivan loy boys. Chazal say, Vayivan mizbeach, by the Chet HaEgel, Vayivan means the Lashon Havana. But even Loiboyes, Yaakov Avinu knew that he understood the union of that he needs to go into the premiers of everything. Is there anything else? Oh, Chulavake Be'echoloi. So right. So the four images of the Kisei HaKovod. So the fourth image is Tumuz Adam, which is the Musa Yaakov Avinu. Was pshat that the Musa Yaakov Avinu on the Kisei HaKovod, because he was the perfect person. He was the Adam HaSholem. The four Ragli HaMarkova correspond to the four letters of Shem Havaya, and Yaakov corresponds to the Musa Adam corresponds to the Hei Tatoa, to the last Hei of Hashem's name. When a person is poigim, a person is poigim in the inyan that his demus cannot be on the Kisei HaKovod. He's poigim in the ability of him being part of that hay. That's what the Zohar Kodesh says, that tshuva is tosh of hay. Through tshuva we can bring back the hay. And the way we do so is by finding the light, even in the lowliest Jew. We have to be able to find that hay in every Yid. That was David HaMelech's third bakasha. Hey cholai is hey, and then kof lamed vav is rosh tevis, V'yahavta l'reacha kamlecha. The Hechalai is the hey which is brought about. The person can find that through the V'yahavta l'reacha kamlecha. And that's G'dayla Tshuva. Shemagasat Kisei HaKovid. Tshuva is so great that can put the person back on the Kisei HaKovid. All these inyanim to Vayivosi Yankov the Vadai and to Harachman and Yokim Lana Sukkas Dovadani Falas.
I happen to know that Frame has a computer program that takes all these letters and makes words out of them.
There's an app on his phone.
It's so unfair.
Now I have to get out why Tini sits at home.
I feel the same way after I learned to stick like you're my young, by the way. Yeah, exactly.